China firm wins tablet PCs contract. Cost to government is 2,482 baht for each Pratom 1 kid. Shenzhen Scope Scientific Development Company has beaten three other Chinese companies to win a contract to supply 900,000 tablet computers for first graders in government schools. The selection of Scope, which will supply the tablets at a cost of US$81 a piece, or 2,482 baht, will be put before the cabinet for approval today. The 900,000 tablets will be distributed to all Pratom 1, or Grade 1, primary students this year under the Pe Tai-led government's One Tablet PC Per Child scheme, aimed at promoting a knowledge-based and network-connected society. The Education Ministry also plans to seek approval to purchase higher specification tablets for nearly 700,000 Matayom 1 or Grade 7 students. Information and Communication Technology Minister Anudit Nakontop said the project committee had chosen the company that proposed the lowest price of $81, excluding transportation costs. The selection of Scope to supply tablets for the project was based not only on price, but also on other criteria, the minister said. They included tablet specifications, insurance conditions, and delivery time, among others. The other companies in the bid had offered to supply the tablets at higher prices. TCL Cooperation offered $89. Higher Information Technology, Shenzhen, offered $105. And Huawei Technologies Company proposed $135. A government committee set a starting price of 3,100 baht per unit plus 300 baht for uploading e-content. The cost excludes shipping costs to Thailand. The decision was made after a committee visited the production lines of all four companies in China. Of the 900,000 tablets the government will purchase, 860,000 will be distributed to all of the country's Pratom 1 students, and the rest will be earmarked for teachers and kept as a reserve inventory. Group Captain Anudit said the current budget of 1.9 billion baht was only enough for 750,000 tablets. We will have to use money from the fiscal 2013 budget to support the project, he said. Scope's tablets will come with a 2-year warranty, and they will be handed out to the students without returns. Scope has a manufacturing capacity of 24,000 units a day, the minister said. As soon as the contract is signed, tablet delivery is expected to be completed within 90 days, in time for the next semester, Group Captain Anudit said. Asked if the project would be expanded to other grades, Group Captain Anudit said, "At present, the committee is responsible only for Pratom 1 students." Ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra earlier told the Bangkok Post that as the cost for tablets was lower than expected, the project would be expanded to Matayom 1 students. The tablet's specifications are a 7-inch touchscreen, a main storage unit of 16 gigabytes, 1 gigahertz dual-core CPU or higher, 512 megabytes of RAM or higher, and an Android 3.2 operating system compatible with Android 4.0. A government source who asked not to be named said the Education Ministry had also submitted a 7.6 billion baht plan to the government to buy higher specifications of tablets for the country's 638,000 Matayom 1 students. Those tablets are likely to cost about 12,000 baht apiece. The ministry also plans to purchase an additional 540,000 tablets for Pratom 1 next year. A source at the Office of the Basic Education Commission, or OBEC, said that 10 days after signing the contract, Scope must deliver 2,000 units for testing. And all of the tablets must be delivered 90 days after the signing. Digital curriculum content will be preloaded on the tablets, he said. Meanwhile, a member of the National Human Rights Commission yesterday criticized the government's plan to buy the tablet PCs. Parinya Sirisarkan, a commissioner, said the project was good, but he disagreed with buying tablets from China. Can the government guarantee that the tablets will be good quality and will not cause any danger to students? He said.